You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Welcome to this week's Glad We Had This Chat, Listener's Questions. My sister and my boyfriend hate each other. Oh. And I feel so stuck in the middle. They disagree on everything and barely acknowledge each other anymore. It's affecting my relationships with both of them. What should I do? From Fia. My sister and my boyfriend hate each other.
That's a hard one.
That is very hard.
Have you ever had that? Anyone where you just think, I don't like him?
Oh, yes.
All right, then.
Let me stop myself from saying any names.
I had an ex in Kesha.
Oh, I just could not stand him.
She didn't even hide.
Were you right, though? Like, were you right?
I still can't stand him.
Oh, yeah.
To this day. No, I'm joking.
Honestly, he would come round. And it got to the point where he really wanted to please her so much. Because he just knew that she just wasn't feeling him at all.
Yeah.
She wouldn't hide it at all. She'd just cut her eye, give a little side eye when he'd come in the house, things like that.
I was younger. I was a teenager.
So, yeah.
I mean, luckily it wasn't anything too serious. If it was a serious relationship, there would be an issue. Yeah. Like, my sister's, she's me. Like, you need to get on. Like, that, you come as part of the package, right?
You know what? I feel like, sorry, what was her name?
Fia.
I feel like Fia. I feel like this is a fear issue. Mm. Fia needs to be the mediator here because, you know, if I didn't like Fleur's husband, for example, she would mediate that for me.
I would.
And if Fleur's husband didn't like me, she would have to
He wouldn't be here.
He'd be gone. There'd be a divorce on the table. So, you know, she needs to be the mediator. So I feel like this is a fear issue. There's something has happened, something gone wrong, some lack of communication. Mm-hmm. She needs to sort out.
There you go. Me and my sister are both getting married next year and she's stealing all of my ideas. I chose sage green for my bridesmaids' dresses and she has now chosen the same. Her wedding is first, so it will look like I'm copying her. Do I have a right to ask her to change the colour of her dresses?
Oh, that's a tough one.
I mean, first of all, sister's getting married in the same year. That's a big no-no
for me. Yeah,
that's
a big no-no.
I feel like whoever started the trend, then you should just go the next
year.
Go the next year.
We would never do that.
No. We would never, ever get married in the same year, ever.
You need your moment.
You need to be like, the bride.
Yeah. And also your family. Think of the expenses.
The expense. Do you know what, we would never copy each other's ideas.
No.
You just wouldn't do it. Even if you entertained the idea of sage green, you let it go because your sister chose it first. You know, your relationship as sisters is more important than the colour of the dresses.
Right.
But when I read things like that, it makes me think that maybe they're not as close. Because I'm really close to my brother, you two are really close. Other siblings aren't always that close.
That's true.
In which case, who cares? I'd go and elope and wear sage green.
Or do everything the same and get married the same day.
Yeah, just do it together.
save the money, my God. Yeah. I mean, it's not helpful, but do I have a right to ask her to change the colour of her dresses? I think that's Megan. It's a question for Megan.
I'm going to say hard no on that one.
Yeah,
everyone's entitled to their own wedding day and what they want, and unfortunately...
She got in first, green. Love. Sucks to be you.
Yeah.
That's it.
Also, sage green ain't that great a colour on all skin
it's really
tones.
Not so just pick a new colour.
Pick a new colour. I find it very challenging spending time with my... Okay, they use the word feral. Wait for it. I find it very challenging spending time with my sister's children. I know that sounds awful, but they are absolutely feral and she doesn't discipline them at all. I feel terrible to say that about my niece and nephew, but they are a nightmare and it's very embarrassing in public. How do I tell her? Faye. You got to tell her.
I feel like you would tell me.
I would tell you. And I would tell the kids too. I'd be like, sit down.
Yeah, well, you've got to be honest.
Yeah.
Of course.
I feel like, well, the thing is, I said the whole time that I was pregnant with Nova that I felt like a surrogate for my sister. I felt like
she was a surrogate.
I was like the vessel for your children.
Yeah.
And I feel like I will feel the same when you eventually have kids. So it's like, yeah, my kids are your kids. Yeah. Your kids are mine. I think we would both discipline them.
I mean, I changed Nova's nappies. If she didn't listen to me, when I'd be like, I changed your nappies. Right? Yeah. You listen to me. So yeah, I would, I mean, it takes a village. That's what they say. So I almost feel like she should be helping to discipline these children.
Yeah.
But just tell her.
Maybe she's overwhelmed. Maybe the sister's overwhelmed.
Yeah, maybe she needs help.
Maybe the partner doesn't want her to be strict or some nonsense.
Yeah. Nonsense. I think she should discipline the children.
I would
be
disciplining those kids.
Get involved.
You don't have to hit them. I'm not suggesting you get violent. Don't call social services. Usually an eyebrow will do it.
Yeah, little eyebrow. Change of the tone of voice.
What did I say?
Yeah.
Do I look happy? My sister and I run a business together and lately she hasn't been pulling her weight. Oh, this is by the Kardashians.
No.
How do I address this? That's a bit unfair. She's just had a baby.
Did you change her name? Did you make it? You send it in questions.
She just had a baby called Nova. And
how do I address this without causing conflict in our personal relationship? Well, babes, you should have thought of that before you had the business relationship.
That's very true. But this is what we say. We always have constructive conversations.
Yeah.
We'd have to bring it to the table. You just have to talk it out.
You're sounding very Jada Pinkett Smith right now. You have to bring it to the table.
So, what is your relationship before you start business? Don't start business with someone that you can't have a personal constructive relationship with.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same business. But now, wow, I don't know. Get a mediator. That's what I would say.
Get someone to mediate.
Because who would it be out of you two? If you did ever fall out, who would it be?
It'd be her, innit? No, I'm joking. Who would be our mediator? Yeah.
Probably our mum.
Yeah, our mum or my husband's pretty good. Even though he's my husband,
he doesn't just side with me.
He puts me in
my
place.
Like mine.
He can be impartial.
Mine turns on me all the time. I'm like, you're supposed to be on my side.
That's what I say all the time.
Yeah. And he's like, whoa, it's the kids, isn't it? The kids. Oh. World's smallest violin. Right.
Love that.
My sister has recently got into a relationship and I never see her anymore. Oh, here we go.
Oh.
We used to... We used to see each other every week and now she just wants to spend all her time with her new boyfriend. She's also really changed and I feel like I don't know who she is anymore. Should I confront her or just wait until this honeymoon period passes? Nikki.
Confront.
Yeah. I think if it's a sibling, it's confront. It's confront. Always confront.
Do you know what? Me and you've been the opposite. I remember when I first got with my husband, Marcel, my sister would come round and he would know to just leave the room. Because he knew that we were just going to be talking all night. That's it.
He's like, I'm off.
As soon as you come into the house.
Right, she's here again.
That's it, isn't it? Like, it's just the default. It's sister time.
But it's, you know what? If you make your sister or family member, whatever, a priority, then your partner just falls in line
with it.
Yeah.
So, look.
And it doesn't mean he'll never be the priority.
Yeah. I mean, these honeymoons, I mean, they don't last, do they?
Let's be honest, they really don't
last. These guys.
How long have you been together?
You and Marcel? 14 years now.
And how long have you been with your fiance?
3 years.
Oh, look, she's fresh with the joys of youth.
3 years.
3 years. I love you so much.
I have never been deluded in this honeymoon.
No, you haven't.
You know what? Being delulu is the worst thing you can do because when it all comes crashing down, mm-hmm. you're going to run back to your sister, mm-hmm. run back to your friends, mm-hmm. and they won't be there for you. Mm-hmm. So I would say, Nikki's sister, you need to get it together because you're going to be calling Nikki on speed dial within a few years.
He's been horrible to me.
Yeah.
Well, whose fault's that?
As soon as it crumbles, you're going to need your sister. Yeah. So.
The amount of times I've gone to Flirt's house, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., mm-hmm. through the years. Mm-hmm. So...
Did you ever have that big sister moment of I'm going to kill him and then just like start putting your shoes on, hold my earrings?
Oh, yeah. I'll get my Vaseline out. You know?
Yeah, she could have been in jail a few times, to be fair.
That also goes into adulthood as well. Like, there's plenty of times where you're like, I'll just take you out.
Oh, yeah. I'm very protective.
Yeah.
Has it got worse since you had a baby?
Yes.
It's fierce, isn't it? It's bizarre.
Yes.
Talk about feral.
The mother bear in
She's feral now.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
And what's your mum like as a nan?
Feral.
Oh.
Feral. I'm just surrounded by ferals now.
Feral.
Mum is like, she's so protective.
Oh my God. I literally, if I go to Fleur's house and my mum or my auntie are there, I'm just not going to touch my niece, basically. Yeah. Just forget it. I just go when they're not there now.
Mm-hmm. I flicked a switch when my granddaughter was born. I thought I was like fierce and protected before, and now I'm like, it's like being on another planet.
Oh, yeah.
And the only people, like, if I have people saying, oh, your grandmother, you wouldn't know, you never mentioned it. And I'm like, you can tell you don't have grandkids. Because the only people who ever seem to complain about it online or like, or leave a trolley comment are people who don't have kids or grandkids. Because every woman who's had a grandkid is like, I am so with you. I would push my son in front of a bus to save his kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, literally.
My mum would do that.
Yeah.
She would do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Like something else switches yeah. and you're like, oh, I remember what this was like in the early days, but it never goes away. It never goes away. You're like, I'm like a...
It's like a forever honeymoon period.
I'm like a psychopath.
Like
a psychopath. You know, like my granddaughter said something about something in school and my head turned so quick I thought I was going to get whiplash. and I won't say the child's name, you know, and I just went, let's say it was Brian because it won't be anyone called Brian in 2024, will it? And I went, where does Brian live? and my husband's looking at me like, he's three.
You're going after this three-year-old.
Calm down. Yeah.
Okay, I'll speak to the mother. It's fine. But I have that relationship with my daughter and I just say, you never have to get excited or upset. I'll get off. I'm a grandmother.
Yeah.
Let me deal with this.
I'll deal with it. You can have, like, literally a need-to-know basis. You'll be fine.
Nans and their grandkids.
Mm-mm. Don't mess.
No. Mm-mm. No.
This episode is obviously brought to you by the SkinRocks app, your free-to-download ultimate guide to skincare made by me, all in one place, with a catalogue of over 24,000 products and over 600 expertly written articles and guides with new content daily. It really is your destination for your best skin yet. And I'm thrilled, because I can, to offer you an exclusive discount to unlock an elevated app experience with exclusive features and even more skincare expertise from me, plus so much more. Revolutionize the way you discover, shop, and learn about skincare with our multi-award-winning app. Download the SkinRocks app for free and sign up to premium with your exclusive code CHPOD, all in caps, to save £10 off your annual subscription. More details in the show notes. Oh, here we go. My teenage daughters are constantly at loggerheads over borrowing each other's clothes without permission. Well, that's stealing. That's not borrowing, is it? It's a nearly daily occurrence and is becoming unbearable to listen to. What can I do to make them stop? Did you have any of that? Because you've got a 5-year difference.
No,
so
we had that.
Oh,
we
you
had
did?
All
okay,
of
great.
Yeah.
I'm glad I brought it up.
Mm-hmm. Kesha. I mean, at one point.
Kesha. Do you know what she just said, by the way? She just went, so you know, Kesha. Yeah. Kesha.
Honestly, she would walk into my house. There was a time where Kesha would walk into my house and my wardrobe was like a clothing store. She would just walk in and go, yeah, so I'm thinking this,
I just
popped
down to my local Fleurs, grab a dress for the night.
The worst offence. The worst offence.
No!
Yeah, I'm gonna expose
you. This gets brought, resurrected every year, by the way.
Love it.
Just
going to get comfy. Like, yeah. Worst offence. Just legs so up, know. Right? Go on.
Every year. I'm halfway across the world, down under, doing I'm a Celebrity.
You right. didn't raid her house when she wasn't
comes,
there.
I did.
She comes into the jungle.
Her husband let me in, to be fair. It wasn't a robbery.
He won't make that mistake again, will he?
She comes into the jungle to surprise me. So I haven't seen my family for like 3 weeks.
And she's wearing your clothes.
I walk in, I'm bawling my eyes out. I hug her. I get over that. And then I just pull away and I go, is that my dress? She comes into the jungle wearing my designer dress as well,
Alexander
into the jungle.
Wang. Alexander Wang in the jungle.
And then I find out she's been doing all this PR, going on Lorraine and that, wearing all my clothes.
So she, you know what, at the time, I was like, she's in Australia. She ain't going to see this. And didn't think that yet. YouTube, press. Yeah, it was a bad day for me. But you know what, to be fair.
Spoken like a right. It was a bad day for me.
But to be fair,
it wasn't my fault, yeah?
In my defence, which, you know, this might be relevant to the question. She might have a defence. It was a surprise. So that day I went to the jungle looking all good.
It was a surprise.
Luxury. And they were like, oh, surprise, you're going to go into the jungle. And then I was like, oh, no, can we go back and change? And they said no. So I just had to go there in the Alexander Wang.
Do you know what, though? This is how we settled this, because we used to have arguments all the time. And the thing that I just conceded and I was like, look, you can borrow anything you want of mine. The only rule I have is if I haven't worn it yet, you can't wear it.
That's a fair rule.
That's fair.
That's how they can settle it.
And I feel like they can, yeah. And if one damages another one's item, you have to replace it. And then you can share.
There you go, Anne. Sort it out. My little sister is having a baby before me. And whilst I'm happy for her, I'm also struggling with feelings of jealousy. Being the oldest, I wanted to be the first to give our parents a grandchild. Am I being unreasonable? Jesse.
Oh.
No, you're being unreasonable. Don't be a dick.
Oh, that's
sad, though, isn't it?
Oh, behave yourself. You're already the eldest. And I say this as the eldest. You've been the eldest your whole life. Let the sister have something else.
Do you know what? That is so true.
Let her have something. She's having a kid. She beat you to it, babes. Tough shit. Get on with it. It's going to be your niece or nephew.
But do you know what, actually? Come on, guys. Savage. Being the baby is really nice. You get treated with a lot of privileges. So she should be happy. If her child's going to be the youngest grandchild, I was the youngest grandchild. I got treated like a baby by everyone. I got spoiled.
It was
amazing.
You did.
Did you hear that as well?
Yeah, she did.
We called her little one for years.
I still am little one. Even though I've got little siblings, yeah. I'm still the little one, guys. So, you know, that's a prime time spot she's got waiting for her there.
I think she little needs one. To have a word with herself. That's a real personal battle.
She should go to therapy for that. There's something unresolved
there. So I'm a bad one, but you're sending her to therapy. Right,
there's something unresolved there, definitely.
Oh, my God. I love this. Okay. What are your top tips for working with a family member? You need to get on.
Have a mediation service.
Yes.
Have a
mediation service. Learn to separate family and business. You have to separate the two.
If you're arguing about shea butter one day, you need to be coming out and going to your christening the next.
Yeah, you have to put it to bed.
That sounds like that was from experience.
Yeah. If you're arguing about shea butter.
Let the shea butter argument go, Kesh.
Like, don't bring it to podcasts. No, I just, try not to mix business.
Don't conflate the
pleasure.
Two. Yeah. Have a discussion about business, put it to bed, end it there, and then be sisters, be siblings after that.
Right. Last one. My sister and my cousin have fallen out. It's been happening for ages and I'm stuck in the middle. What do I do? I feel like I'm being pulled in both directions. Mm-mm.
No, there's no. There's only one direction.
There's no middle. There's only one way. Like the sibling way.
The sibling way.
Oh, yeah. Like, we have a rule. If we fall out with any family member... Like
or just anyone in general, I imagine.
We're a united front. That's it. Yeah. If you're Kesha's enemy, you're my enemy.
Yeah.
Take it from me, viewer, I wouldn't want to be that.
This is what we do.
Yeah. Like, I will not speak to someone if they have pissed my sister off.
Yeah.
It's done. It's over. There's not even an explanation. Oh, we're not friends with that person anymore. Oh, okay. Thanks for letting me know.
So we're not talking to...
For letting me know.
And what did she do again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Because it's like, well, that's not going to work. All our friends merge together. So like if we have family parties, if we have events, my friends will go to her party and vice versa. So it just wouldn't work, you know?
I mean, it's pretty intense. You can't get in the way of a sister and a cousin.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
There's no middle.
No,
I don't even know what this... That's not even a dilemma, is it?
Yeah, that's not... I mean, yeah.
I mean, you must have... real problems.
Yeah. Unless you grew up with the cousin and your sister, someone you just met on, you know, that program that Davina does.
Right.
Where she reunites people.
Long lost family.
Unless you've just been reunited with said sister, she's your sister.
Yeah. There's just no picking between sisters and
cousins.
Get a
grip. Even now, I still hate kids on the street that bullied my little brother. He's 40-odd. Oh, I'll have him too. I went round to the house.
Oh, yeah.
I went round because I'm 9 years older. I was like, is your mum in? And I knew his mum and dad went in. I pulled a blinder. He had bullied him on the bus and he came in. He was like upset. And he was like, don't say anything. Your jaw goes tight.
Yeah.
Don't say anything.
Love that.
Don't say anything. My mum's going, go say something. Go. And when I knocked on the door, I was like, is your mum in? No, she's not, is she?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Touch my brother again. You're going to know.
Do you know what? I was actually untouchable in school, thank God.
I bet you were.
Flo was 5 years older. So when I was in year seven, she was in sixth form. It was beautiful. I could just
little spoiled walk around. Oh, isn't she?
So spoiled.
There was no initiation into high school for me because
you were like, do you know who my sister is?
My sister's Fleur.
Who?
Fleur. Go to sixth form if you don't know.
Yeah, I had to take all the bullying, all the hatred, all of that to pave the way for you.
You're like, it's not going to happen to my sister.
I didn't have any backup, so I was
heavy as the head that wears the crown, Fleur.
That's it. Heavy as the head. It really is.
I mean, could that have been spoken more like a dismissive sibling?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, heavy as the head, Fleur. Whatever.
Wear the crown.
18 karat gold, babes. Enjoy it.
We are definitely getting you two back for another round. I feel it's going to be like, listeners' questions, but actually it's going to be, do you really want to know the answer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like the, come to me with some real questions. Come to me with some real problems.
True hurts, Caroline. That's it, true hurts.
And this week's edition is called The Truth Hurts. Thanks for listening. I'm back on Monday with a new guest, so make sure you tune in. Until then, I'm glad we had this chat. New episodes are available every Monday and Wednesday. Follow or subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Glad We Had This Chat is produced by Wall to Wall Media.